Tell us what happened to you.
Well, I went on a family vacation with my wife and two sons to Georgia. We arrived 2 days before the war started, and we had no idea, of course, that it was going to start, and traveled all the way across the country. And we learned about the Georgian entry into Ossetian territory shortly after arriving in a really remote bucolic setting with snow-capped mountains all around us.
Now, you teach history, so did you have some perspective on what you might be getting into when you went over there?
Well, I had been following the situation very closely. I was advising Hillary Clinton's campaign earlier this year, and this is one of the areas that I had been monitoring along with our traveling companions. So we had been discussing it a lot, but of course something of this scale and scope could not have been predicted by anyone, I don't think.
How close to the fighting were you?
Well, we could hear occasional bombings. We heard about four bombs drop and five overflights by planes. But they were over very impassable mountains, so we always felt like it was a ways away. With one exception, on the way back to Tbilisi, we had to go through Gori after it had been bombed and before it had been invaded. And at that point, we saw Georgian tanks and troops preparing defensive positions in Gori, and we saw the burnt-out apartment buildings that you've probably all seen on news reports and such. So that was the closest we got.
But you had your wife and your children with you. You had to have been terribly concerned.
We were extremely concerned and very nervous about everything, and we were very happy to get through the country back to Tbilisi, and we stayed on the eastern side of Tbilisi, which was very close to the Azeri border, and we got visas and had a quick out there in case things deteriorated further.
What is it like to be that close to military fighting?
I study war. I've written a book about World War I, and it really struck me how deep and great a tragedy it is for all sides. And I was a little bit surprised to see the nature of nationalist kind of mobilization. It wasn't really aggressive and it wasn't jingoistic. It was in a very sort of sad fashion.
Quite a bit of the world's attention has been on the Middle East in recent years, and with good reason. But now with Russia's occupation in Georgia and the U.S. Putting up missiles in Poland near Russia, is this a part of the world we need to shift our attention to now?
Well, I think so. I don't think we ever really should have taken our eyes away from this region. It's a very important part of the world, and it will continue to be as long as oil is an important part of our world. Russia has enormous reserves of oil and gas, so it's always going to be a player in the international sphere. And it's a very complicated set of issues there that involve balancing our national interests with Russia's national interests and with principles of promoting democracy. There are no simple answers there, so we really have to pay attention to it.
Eric Lohr, thanks for being with us.
Welcome.